Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow.
One of the great voices, great songwriters, great performers of our time, one of my favorites, primarily from the band Fleetwood Mac. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Joel Abava is our guest. And Joel, you got 10-year anniversary coming up soon with us.
Yes, I do.
We appreciate it very much. We appreciate all the hard work and the abiding support that you've given us over the last 10 years and the great information and content you've provided us with for the world of franchising. You know, Joel, and by the way, let me redo this, folks. FranchiseBusinessCenters.com.
Franchise Business University.
You know what? Because I've got two of those here.
I know.
All right, so that's right. You know what? I'm reading your email address.
I know, that's right.
I got the centers. I'm sorry. FranchiseBusinessUniversity.com.
Yes.
That's where they
so
go.
New, even the millennials can't keep up with the name.
He's not sure as heck not talking about me, folks. So, okay. Hey, Joel, and folks, go there and check it out. And I promise you, you'll thank me later. And he might have a special offer coming up pretty soon on you over there, so look for that. Hey Joel, recently, well, let me say this, back up. 6 years ago, I predicted that this cycle of recovery would not include a lot of startups. I predicted there would not be a lot of startups, and it turns out I was wrong. I'm sorry to say that I was right. I'm sorry to say I was right, because I hoped I would be wrong, but all the stars I felt were not going to align for startups. One of the reasons why, but one thing I did not see, though, that I did not take into consideration in my prediction, was this data point. And this is something the Kauffman Foundation has discovered, and that is that millennials seem to be not as entrepreneurial as are the baby boomers, as a generation. Now, so here's my question. Would you think that would mean that they might be more likely to be interested in a franchise?
Jim.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but I don't think so. See, what I see is somewhat of a lack of motivation, like you and I had when we were that age.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if franchising is the answer, because a lot of the millennials want things so personalized,
yeah,
and so much about them that. The only way I think that it could work is if they are really, really passionate about the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that they jump in with both feet.
So they'd be more really like, well. They wouldn't necessarily wake up one morning and say, I want to be a franchise owner. They might, but right. They would might wake up saying, I want to sell that stuff.
Right, right.
This and the only way to sell that stuff is to be a franchise owner.
Right, right. Because I want to offer it to my friends mm-hmm. and other like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is probably the way that it's going to continue to go.
Do you think the millennials, you just said something really interesting there. I want to offer it to my friends and like-minded people. Do you think millennials
yep.
are going to, as they develop, do you think that's going to limit them if they feel like they only want to do business with their own kind?
No, I don't, because, you know,
do you think that they're, do you think that they're like that? Do you think that's what they want?
Well,
hang out with their own types.
Well, they do, but that's okay, because I think what the internet has done is enable people to really create niches,
yeah.
and to be in niches. And if you can find a small group of people that will spend enough money,
but they're not going to be yet. And of course, that's the small business theme
right.
that you and I've been talking about for a long time. You don't have to conquer the world to be a small business owner,
right?
But
right.
as a generation. They're not going to be successful if they don't appeal to everyone, or to everyone, meaning to more than one generation.
Yeah, but if the brand appeals to the generation, and they do a good enough job,
but like, in 10 years, that generation,
yeah.
you know, they change. We
right.
all change, right?
Right. But you know what, Jim? The franchise agreement 10 years anyway in most cases. Yep. So by then, the millennials will probably be bored and they'll want something else.
Good point. But it is going to be interesting. Don't you agree that watching the millennials take their place in the marketplace is going to be, there's going to be so many case studies that we never had before? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And it's funny because you'll talk to a millennial and they'll say, yes, I just talked to three people. And I'll say, oh, really? What do they have to say? Well, wait, let me look at my phone because we really didn't talk.
we texted. Here, let me read our thread here, Joel. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
FranchiseBusinessUniversity.com. Is that, you anywhere else you want to send us?
No, that's it, man. That's tell everyone to have a good holiday.
Become a franchise owner. That's his book, folks. It's great. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
You got it.
Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.